जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी Sodananana Vrajananandana Yashodananana Vrajananandana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी Sodananana Vrajananandana Yashodananana Vrajananandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी Copi già ne ballava, chi ti parerà di... Choranandana, Pradhanarandana Yamuna Tira Vanatyari Yamuna Tira Vanatyari Yamuna Tira Vanatyari Vijayarada Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Sri Sri Radha Madhava Ki Jai Nitali Deva Vishnu Om Supada Samayin Grace Lesi Bhakti Varan Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Ananda Kuri Vaishnavind Ki Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikho Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nita Ananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shama Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan ki, Brajabhumi Vrindavandam ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Bolo Sri Sri Krishna Baldao ki, Tai Gau Premanandi. All glories to the Assembly Buddhi. All glories to the Assembly Buddhi. All glories to the Assembly Buddhi. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 4, the Hamsaguya Prayers, text number 52. Mituna Pyavaya Dharmas Tvam Praja Sargam Imam Punaha Mituna Vyavaya Dharminyam Purisho Bhavayishyasi Mituna Vyavaya Dharmastvam Praja Sargam Imam Puna Mituna Vyavaya Dharminyam Bhurisho Bhava Visyatisi. Mituna Vyavaya Dharmastam. Praja Sargam Imam Puna. Mituna Vyavaya Dharminyam. Purisho Bhava Ishyasi. Mituna Vyavaya Dharmastam. Praja Sargam Imam Puna. Mituna Vyavaya Dharminyam. Purisho Bhava Ishyasi. Ladies, Mituna of man and woman, vyavaya sexual activities, dharmaha, who accepts by religious performance, tvam you, praja sargam, creation of living entities. Imam, this, puna, again, mituna, of man and woman united, vyavaya dharminya, in her according to the religious performance of sexual intercourse, burishaha, manifold, Bhava Ishyati, you will cause to be. Translation, now unite in sexual life as man and woman, in this way by sexual intercourse, you will be able to beget hundreds of children in the womb of this girl to increase the population. Translation, please repeat. Now unite in sexual life as man and woman, and in this way, by sexual intercourse, you will be able to beget hundreds of children in the womb of this girl to increase the population. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 11, Dharmi vivrudo bhuteshu kamosmi. I am sex that is not contrary to religious principles. Sexual intercourse ordained by the Supreme Personality Godhead is dharma, a religious principle. But it is not intended for sense enjoyment. Indulgence in sense enjoyment through sexual intercourse is not allowed by Vedic principles. One may follow the natural tendency for sex life only to beget children. Therefore, the Lord told Daksha in this verse, this girl is offered to you only for sex life to beget children, not for any other purpose. She is very fertile, and therefore you will be able to have as many children as you can beget. Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that Daksha was given the facility for unlimited sexual intercourse. In Daksha's previous life, he was also known as Daksha. But in the course of performing sacrifices, he offended Lord Shiva, and thus his head was replaced with that of a goat. Then Daksha gave up his life because of his degraded condition, but because he maintained the same unlimited sexual desires, he underwent austerities by which he satisfied the Supreme Lord, who then gave him unlimited potency for sexual intercourse. It should be noted that although such a facility for sexual intercourse is achieved by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this facility is not offered to advanced devotees who are free from material desires, anyabhilasita shunyam. In this connection, it may be noted that if the American boys and girls engaged in the Krishna conscious movement want to advance in Krishna consciousness to achieve the supreme benefit of loving service to the Lord, they should refrain from indulging in this facility for sex life. Therefore, we advise that one should at least refrain from illicit sex. Even if there are opportunities for sex life, one should voluntarily accept the limitation of having sex only for progeny, not for any other purpose. Kardama Muni was also given the facility for sex life, but he had only a slight desire for it. After begetting children in the womb of Devahuti, Kardama Muni became completely renounced. The purport is that if one wants to return home back to Godhead, one should voluntarily refrain from sex life. Sex should be accepted only as much as needed and not unlimitedly. One should not think that Daksha received the favor of the Lord by receiving the facilities for unlimited sex. Later verses will reveal that Daksha again committed an offense, this time at the lotus feet of Narad. Therefore, although sex life is the topmost enjoyment in the material world, and although one may have an opportunity for sexual enjoyment by the grace of God, this entails a risk of committing offenses. Daksha was open to such offenses, and therefore, strictly speaking, he was not actually favored by the Supreme Lord. One should not seek the favor of the Lord for unlimited potency in sex life. Next two verses are no purport, so we'll do those two verses and finish off the chapter. Tvato dasat praja sarva mituna buyamayaya mariyaya bhavisyanti harisyanti chame valim. After you give birth to many hundreds and thousands of children, they will also be captivated by my illusory energy and will engage like you in sexual intercourse. But because of my mercy to you and them, they will also be able to give me presentations in devotion. Sri Sukha Uvacha, ityukta mishatastrasya bhagavan visvabhavana swapnopalabdha darta iva tatraiva tarda de hari. Sukadev Goswami continued, after the creator of the entire universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, had spoken in this way in the presence of Prajapati Daksha, he immediately disappeared as if he were an object experienced in a dream. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta Purport, 6th canto, 4th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Hansa Guhya Prayers, offered to the Lord by Prajapati Daksh. Mituna vyavaya dharmastvam praja sargam mimam punaha mituna vyavaya dharminyam bhurisho bhava visyasi. Now unite in sexual life as man and woman, and in this way, by sexual intercourse, you will be able to beget hundreds of children in the womb of this girl to increase the population. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Aradanas Trinandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the word daksh actually means expert. So in his previous life, Daksha was also very expert in sexual enjoyment, but unfortunately he committed some offense. And after giving up that life, he again came back, but because he still had desire for enjoying sex enjoyment, he again took life as Daksha, again very expert. So he prayed to the Lord in order to get a proper wife with which to fulfill his sexual desires. Therefore, Lord is giving him potency for having unlimited sex life. But not just simply for having sex life, but for begetting children. There was need for population of the universe. So Lord has given this benediction to him. But here Prabhupada explains, we should not pray for such a benediction. Although sex life is allowed, Krishna himself says, Prabhupada quotes this verse, Dharma vivrudo bhuteshu kamosmi. The Krishna is the sex life of a householder who's performing sex life for the purpose of begetting progeny. Krishna, that is incarnation of Krishna. So that is allowed. We don't, just like I remember one time, I was in San Diego, and I was in LA actually, but Prabhupada was going to San Diego. So that time I had a little vehicle for selling incense. So I immediately went on an incense run that somehow took me to San Diego, though that wasn't my area of distribution. So there were, the devotees had arranged a program in Balboa Park. They had an open-air amphitheater in Balboa Park. There, the Balboa Park is where the famous San Diego Zoo is. So Prabhupada started out his lecture talking about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mercy. And some hippie stood up and said, "What about sex? What about sex?" Prabhupada stopped his lecture and began talking about sex life in Krishna consciousness. He just immediately changed the theme of the lecture. That we do not say no sex, but you get yourself married responsibly and have sex life to produce children who will know what is the purpose of life. We don't say no sex. Sex, if somebody is fortunate enough to be able to become completely free from sex life, that is very wonderful. But 99.9% of us, we cannot be free totally from sex desire. It's not possible. Prabhupada said, you, me, bird, bee. So Prabhupada included himself. But if one can refrain, that is very, very good. But otherwise it is allowed, but it should be for the purpose of creating progeny. This is the whole purpose, that in every religion we see there's some process of marriage. Because sex life is a natural tendency. That is the way that all the species of life in the universe are reproducing. But it should not be done irresponsibly. Nowadays, people are simply irresponsible. They want to have sex life without taking any responsibility. Therefore, in a society of irresponsible people, we cannot expect any peaceful condition. Therefore, we see the whole universe and in this present moment is completely in chaos. And people are wondering why. They can't understand, because they're totally irresponsible. So society of irresponsible people will create an irresponsible society, and there cannot be any peaceful life. In so many ways, Prabhupada said, they create so many artificial means how to stop the result of sex life, or if there is a result, then they're prepared to kill that child in the womb. You try to imagine how horrible this is. Because especially all of us, we remember more fondly our mother than our father. Our father was very stern, but our mother, we have more soft memories, fond memories of our mother. His mother is so nice. She's always taking care of us, and like we explained last night, if we want to get something from the father, maybe that was in Naperville, I can't remember where I gave lecture now, that we were describing Radharani. She's the feminine side of Krishna. That feminine side is very soft. Sometimes we want something, but we're afraid to go to our father, because he works very hard to get all the money, so he's a little hard to get it out of. But we know that the mothers, they're very expert for getting money from the fathers. And she's very soft, so we will go to our mother. So we have very fond memories of our mother. She's soft. She has heart. But in this Kali Yuga, they have become completely heartless. Some child, why do we take shelter of our mother? Because she takes care of us. She fondles us, takes care of us. We feel so much affection. So now the mother, child has taken shelter of the mother in the womb. Where? Womb is where? Just beneath the heart. And yet, that same person whom we think of with so much affection and so fondness, she's scraping that child, having that child scraped from the womb and thrown in the trash. Can we imagine? It's unimaginable society at the present moment. People talk about how you can believe all this thing of talking monkeys and talking bears and all this type of thing. I find it easier to believe these things than that people will go on the street and just start shooting people for no reason. That is easier to believe, that there could be talking monkeys and talking... that people will take an airplane and smash it into a building filled with thousands of people. That is hard to believe. So the society has become so degraded. It has become completely irresponsible society. So they invent so many, and artificially they try to stop, first of all, the child from, if the child comes, then they kill it. Now they've invented so many, Prabhupada says, demoniac process, how to stop the child from coming in the first place. I remember after the opening of Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we were walking on the Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg with Srila Prabhupada. And whole way up, he was walking way up the Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg, and the whole way he was talking about this abortion and contraception. He was saying this so nasty activity. He said the child has taken shelter in the womb and he has been forced out, He said, even in ordinary dealings, suppose I have purchased some apartment and I'm living there and you come to kick me out of the apartment. It is illegal. Prabhupada turned his head. He said, it is illegal. And he stuck his cane in the sand. It is illegal. I will call the police. You will be arrested. I have purchased this apartment. I have right to live there. You try to throw me out. It is illegal. Then Prabhupada said, same way, I have purchased an apartment. I go to take possession. And you stop me from entering. It is illegal. I will call the police. You will be arrested. It is illegal. I have purchased that apartment. I have the right to be there. If you stop me from entering, it is illegal. He said, this abortion is so sinful. Whole way, he was just talking about abortion and abortion. All the way up the street. He's talking about this abortion. He said, for those who perform this abortion, they will be put into the womb and scraped out. Then they will go to the next womb and scraped out, next womb and scraped out. They will go to many wombs without ever seeing the light of day. Prabhupada said. They will go for many wombs and never see the light of day. This so simple thing. Like this whole way he was walking. The way back he was rather quiet. And suddenly there was one Indian man on the walk. And suddenly he began to talk about that. Those of you who are old enough, you may remember there was one 14-year-old incarnation of God who later married his secretary. And Prabhupada was always criticizing. So then this man said, because now he married his secretary because his mother was, she became the mother of God, and whole nonsense thing was there. So when he married his American secretary, then his mother denounced him in the newspapers. So just the news had come that day. So he told, oh, Prabhupada, today the news came. His mother has renounced him. And Prabhupada said, what is that? He said, oh, she's renounced. He's not incarnation of God. She's not mother of God. And so that is nice. Then the man said, yes, practically now she has finished him. And Prabhupada stopped, he put his cane in the ground, he turned and looked at all of us with a big smile and said, she should have finished him in the womb. So the point is that every religion in the world has this institution of marriage because sex life is a natural thing. And as I said, 99.9% of us, we cannot avoid. If someone is very fortunate, then he can avoid. That is very good. But it should be done responsibly. Once you get married, and he should produce Krishna conscious children who know how to bow down before saintly person, Prabhupada said. As soon as you see, whenever we come to the temple, then the parents, they bring the children, Jai Karo, Jai Karo, Jai Karo. They immediately push the head down, and child is fighting like, But they should learn this thing. How to bow down before saintly person, how to bow down before the Lord. And Prabhupada said, now they make artificial propaganda that don't have children. Just like when I first went to India, on the back of every auto rickshaw said, our two, we two. We two, our two. That there are two of us and we should have two children. Now they say, we two, our one. They keep making this propaganda. But here, Lord is telling Japati Daksha that you have many children. In old days, I come from family, we had five children. We all lived very peacefully. And our parents told us about people having 10, 12 children. Those times they had nothing. Nowadays, you know, we can't afford. But when they couldn't afford to have children, they had so many children. Now they have car and house and TV and so many things, and they say, no, we can't afford to have children. Therefore, they're artificially stopping. Just like I see my pujari in Vrindakun, he has got 8 children, 7 sons, Saptarishi, and 1 daughter, Vrindadevi. And they all live very peacefully. They live very simply, but they live very peacefully. Our problem is that we want to increase our material life like anything. Therefore, we find it impossible to have children. And they made the life so complicated. Our slogan is simple living and high thinking. But they have made the society in such a way that it is so complicated living and no thinking. It has become so complicated that we're thinking, no, how I can have children? It is so expensive to send them to school, to feed them, to clothe them. Especially the school has become big business. Here in America, it is big business. Even in India, if you go now, you come to Vrindavan, whole highway, this institute, that institute, institute of this, institute of that, whole highway. It is just big business. So people feel, how I can have children? So the whole, because the whole aim of the society is just sense gratification. And such a society based on sense gratification, based on irresponsible sex life, will result in an irresponsible society. An irresponsible society cannot have any peace. Irresponsible society cannot have any peace. So Krishna has given this facility. Here Prabhupada is saying this is the highest enjoyment in the material world. It is permitted. You get yourself united, one man, one girl, you have sex life, you raise children, you live in peacefully in Krishna consciousness. And we should actually think that Krishna has given me this wife, she has put her under my care, not for exploitation. Because the whole society is aimed simply at exploitation. Therefore, now women, they want to throw off the... it's natural they shall revolt. Because it is based on exploitation. But cares, Vedic society is based on care. Everyone should care for one another. Just like I was reading, as I was discussing one time, this pastime, the fruit lady. So Nandalala, he didn't go look for some money when he saw the fruit lady. He went to look for grains, something to trade. And I read one article that money is only 2,000 years old. So Krishna's pastimes were 5,000 years ago. So there was no such thing as money. Therefore, everybody depended on one another and they traded. And this way, they lived very peacefully. There was no money. They depended on one another and traded. And everybody interacted with one another. Now we've created money, and if I got money, I don't care for anybody else. I got mine. We've created a completely chaotic society, completely based on exploitation. Therefore, everyone's revolting. The workers are revolting, the women revolting, everybody's revolting because the whole system is based on exploitation. So though we're given facility for sex life, that is permitted. Krishna himself says, that is me. That is incarnation of Krishna, so that is permitted. But not for exploitation, not for recreation, but for recreation. It is not meant for recreation, it is meant for recreation, to produce nice children. After all, these international societies, society means there must be mother, father, children, grandfather, grandpa, auntie, uncle. How will this will all come about if there's no sex life? The sex life is permitted, but it is meant to be done in a responsible way. Now the society is such they don't even care for marriage. They just live together, and by artificial means they stop the sex life. If somehow somehow they forgot to take the pill and child comes, then they immediately go to the doctor and get it scraped out. So hellish society. It is a hellish society. It is hard to believe. It is easier to, like I said, easier to believe that there can be a fish so many millions of miles long. And we read about in 8th canto. It's easier to believe that than such a horrible society is existing. Just like they were just the other day celebrating D-Day. So many tens of thousands of people were killed. The only animal, we see sometimes animals fight, usually over some female, but they just bite each other and chase the other one away. But we're the only animal that systematically kills each other. And we're supposed to be the most intelligent. Just see, it is so irresponsible, upside down society. But responsible society means having sex life to produce children who will know how to bow down before the Lord. This is the point. So, therefore, Prabhupada says, for advanced devotee, of course, Krishna has got some purpose. He needs to populate the universe, and Daksha, he's called one of the Prajapatis, progenitors. So he got some special facility, but we should not pray for that facility. We should pray to become gradually free from sex desire altogether. Then we'll be, because in the end, we'll see, he doesn't become happy by having so much sex. We have seen throughout the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, same theme is there. People try to exploit the sex life, but ultimately they've become completely frustrated. Because that is the nature of this material world. Because this material body is simply a cage for the soul. So though you're giving all facilities to the cage, unless you give some nourishment to the soul, he'll not be happy. So we're exploiting the body, but the soul is different from the body. So no matter how much you exploit, you'll never be fully satisfied. Just like no matter how much we decorate the cage, we can make it out of gold, we can make it out of silver, we can put nice flat screen TV, we can put nice carpet. We can do so many things for the cage, but unless that bird gets any food, he'll not be happy. So we can exploit this cage. One of the exploitations of this cage is sex life, but ultimately will not make us happy. Prabhupada even said, whether licit or illicit, it is only problem and problem. Illicit is problem because you will become more and more degraded and you'll attain a hellish form of life. And even licit sex life, we see that parents have so much problem that the children are not being quiet in the class. They have to take, they can't listen to Dina Bandhu's giving nice class. They have to run outside with the child. And so much headache is there. I was just with my brothers and sisters. We remembered how my littlest brother, he set the field on, he was with his friend. Actually, he didn't do it. His friend did it because he was with the friend. They set the field on fire and the fire engine came and the police fire chief came to the house. My mother said he was completely white. Because California is very dry. We always hear about all the forest fires there. So the parents are totally embarrassed. The fire chief has to come have talk with my little brother. He's shaking like a leaf. There's so many troubles are there. Whether it's licit or illicit is only trouble. So the ultimate goal is we should try to become completely free from sex life. If we can't, then we should marry, have responsible sex life. It's still at the end, just like the last stage of life is vanapras. No more sex life. Once you go on pilgrimage, go to see the holy places. Now children are all gone and married and this and that. So now go on pilgrimage, try to hear from the saintly persons how to perfect. We were busy making money. And now you treat some, sit down and this is the last chance, last stand. And now hear about spiritual life. So the whole goal, we see the whole society is organized in such a way, Vedic society, the sex life is only permitted in one section. There's brahmachari, means no sex life. Grihastha means sex life. Then vanapras, no sex, and sannyas, no sex. Only one part. Because the whole purpose is to ultimately become free from this. And how is it possible to become free from sex life? Just like Bhaktivinod Thakur, he says, Ramani jana sangha sukham chasake charame bayadam purushartaharam chajagramyakata harinamasudamatamatamatir bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum. Bajagodhruma kanana kunjavidum. Bajagodhruma kanana kunjavidum. Huh? Vidum is another word for the moon. And Godhruma, we know, is a very special place, non-different from Nandagam in Mayapur. Bajagodhruma kanana, just like we heard Nandan Kanan. Kanan means forest. Bajagodhruma kanana kunjavidum. Just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godhrum. What do you say? Ramani jana sangha sukham chakake. Ramani means young girl. Ramani jana sangha sukham chakake. Oh, that happiness of associating with young girls. Ramani jana sangha sukham chakake. You are completely entrapped by that. But charame bhayadam. In the end, you will only become filled with fear, purushartaham, because your goal of life has been destroyed by being staying in the company of young girls. Ramani jana sangha sukham chasake charame bayadam purushartaham. You forgot the goal of life. We'll see at the end, Daksha, he's just engaged in sense gratification. He's forgetting the whole goal of life. This is fearful. We have chance of this human form of body to go back to Ambedkara and we're just wasting it. Ramani jana sangha sukham chasake charame bayadam purushartaram. So what are we going to do? We're all trapped. Prabhupada said, you, me, bird, bee, everyone. What to do? Harinama sudarasa matamatir bhajagodhruma kanana kunjavidum. He said, Harinama sudamata matamatir. Harinama Suda Rasa Matamatir. Mata means this, your intelligence, your mind, your heart. Matir. You just completely absorb your mind and intelligence. What? In that Harinama Suda Rasa. That ras that comes from the nectar of Harinam. Otherwise, there's no way to become free. How will we become free from such a big obstacle in our life? Harinama sudha mata mata matir bhajagodhruma kanana kunjam. We just worship this golden moon of the forest of Godhrum. How do we worship him? By this Harinam Sankirtan. Only by this Harinam, this ras of the sudha. Sudha means nectar. Harinama sudha rasa mata matir. Matir means your intelligence, your mind. Matamatya means you just push it, just absorb it, become absorbed in that Harinamrasa. Otherwise, there's no. Just like one time, I remember we were walking on the beach with Srila Prabhupada, and that time Dr. Stilsanjuda, who wrote one book, Hare Krishna and the Counterculture, and he was very favorable to Prabhupada. So I happened to be come down from Portland. I was president, and I came down to Portland, and Prabhupada was there, and that day he also came from San Francisco, so they invited him on the walk. So he asked Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, because he was head of the Theological Union of University of California, Berkeley, UC Berkeley, Theological Union. So every religion has to deal with the problem of lust. So he says, Srila Prabhupada, what do you do about lust? And Prabhupada poked his cane in the sand and turned and said, unless you become Krishna conscious, there is no solution. Unless you become Krishna conscious, there is no solution. In other words, you may artificially try by eating, not eating sweets and wearing funny shoes, wedding shoes and all these things, but unless you become Krishna conscious, these all things are helpful. That is like you have a little tree, so you put a big fence around it. But if you just put the fence and you don't water the tree will die. So we do all these artificial things. We give up eating sweets, we wear funny shoes, do so many funny things. That is all right, that is good, those are helpful. But that is just fence for protecting the devotional creeper. But we have to water that devotional creeper. How do we water that devotional creeper? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's the only way we can get free from falling into this pitfall of daksha is by becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, unless you become fully Krishna conscious, there's no solution to the problem of lust. So if you want the solution, Harinama Sudha Rasa Matta Matyu. Just become absorbed in the pure rus of the nectar of the holy name. Otherwise, there's no solution. So we have a few more minutes. Today is Ekadasi, so I'll tell my favorite Ekadasi story. Because very rarely we ever go to, there's one forest, you may have heard this forest name, Bahulavan. You probably heard this name, but you don't know any Leela connected with Bahulavan. This Leela happened on Ekadasi. Because that forest became known as Bahula because there was a cow named Bahula who lived in that forest. Her name was Bahula. And she was very, 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 very pregnant. Great big cow. And she was very advanced in spiritual life. Ekadasi came, she decided to do nirjal. We don't recommend this for the ladies, but somehow she was very advanced cow, she could do this thing. So, she did nirjal, whole Ekadasi, all day and all night, fasting and not even taking drop of water. Early in the Dwadasi morning, she gave birth to her calf. The whole day she was fasting, not even a drop of water. Now she just went through childbirth, so much trauma of childbirth. She was so thirsty that without even giving milk to her calf, she ran off to find some water. She left her calf and went to find some water. Now those who watch the Discovery Channel, you know that the lion always hangs out at the water hole, isn't it? So she began to drink water, and immediately a lion came to pounce on her and kill her and eat her. And she bowed before that lion and said, please, I haven't given my first milk. Because that first milk that the cow gives after calving, that is called colostrum. Even the commercial dairies recognize that that is not fit for human consumption. They say it is filled with antibiotics, not antibiotics. Antibiotics means against life. It is filled with nutrobiotics, probiotics. We create antibiotics to things against life. But nature creates probiotics. So it is filled, that calf will become very healthy and happy. So she begged that lion, please let me go and give my first milk to my calf. So we know lions are very ferocious. Somehow they're also noted for being very noble. So that lion said, all right, you go give the milk, be quiet, be quick, you know. I'll do my Facebook meanwhile. So she went back and she began to feed milk to her calf. And she had tears in her eyes. And the calf said, Maya, why are you crying? And, because this is the last time I will see you. Why is that? And then she explained what happened. And the calf said, no, you're my mother. You gave me life. How can you die? Let the lion eat me. He said, no, I've already lived so many, many years. Your whole life is in front of you. I will go. No, how can my calf die? I've just given birth to my calf. So they were arguing like this back and forth. No, how can my mother go? I will go. Then the cowherd boy came. And he heard the argument of the cow and the calf. And he said, no, how can my cow die? She has given me milk for my whole life. Let me go and be eaten by the lion. Now we don't see such nobility in the human species anymore. Nobody. If we can get out of anything, we'll get out of it. Anyway, anyhow, expensive everybody. But they were so, in previous youths, people were very noble like this. So they were very noble. They were all, no, you've protected me my whole life. How can you die? I will go. The cow was saying, calf was saying, no, how can my cowherd boy go? I will go. Like this, they were all arguing. So finally, they all three went to the lion. The lion, he's sitting there, and he saw three have come. He only was waiting for one. Now three have come, and everybody's saying, please eat me, please eat me, please eat me, please eat me. And they're all giving arguments. The lion was so shocked. Suddenly, Lord Krishna appeared on the scene. Then he waved his hand, and then everyone saw what had happened was, one time the devas, they were watching some performance. There was two Gandharvas named Huhu and Haha. It's in the scripture. There's Huhu and Haha. They were performing some celebration for the devas. At that time, Parasara Rishi came there with Narad Muni. And all the devas, they all stood up and showed respects and bowed before Parasara and Narad Muni, except for Huhu and Haha. So Parasara Rishi became very angry. Are everybody showing his respect except for you? You have no culture. You should go to the earth and you're like an animal. You should go to the earth and become an animal. And Huhu and Haha said, wait a minute. You're a great rishi. You go back into the past by your yogic power, and you see within our hearts, we did not offer sastang pranams, dandavats to you. So Parasara Rishi sat in meditation. He went into the past. He looked into the heart. He saw they were busy doing their performance. So when Parasara and Narad Muni came, they performed sastang pranam. So then Parasara said, what can I do? I cannot take back the curse. So I will also go to the earth. This Narad Muni didn't stop me from cursing. He will also go to the earth. Earth is the witness. She will also go. So when Krishna waved his hand, then they all realized that lion, he was none other than Huhu. The cowherd boy was Parasara Rishi. The calf was Narad Muni. And the cow was Mother Earth. They all realized their eternal identities. Now the question comes, what happened to Haha? Does anybody know? Prabhupada describes it in a purport in Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, we have one devotee in this community named after this pastime. We have one devotee named Gajendra Moksh, right? So Haha, he was the crocodile. He became the crocodile that bit Gajendra. Like that. So anyway, this is my favorite Ekadasi story. So is there any questions or comments? Oops. Yes.
I was wondering if you can comment on the contrast between Ajamil's story and Daksha's story, because Ajamil's life externally was very sinful. And even after he began chanting Hari Nam after the birth of his son, externally his life didn't seem to change so much. Whereas in Daksha's case, he was following things very nicely. He even got the darshan of the Lord. And yet his position is considered less fortunate than Ajamil's, I guess because of the influence of the offense that he committed to Shiva.
Well, Well, the fortunate thing about Ajamil is he didn't commit any offense. We're going to see next chapter is Narad Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. And Prabhupada explains having too much material opulence causes one to sometimes become puffed up and commit offenses to Vaishnavas. So that is the whole point in the Ajamil Leela, that when he finally chanted the name Narayan, Narayan, he did it offenselessly. He wasn't thinking... He wasn't committing sin, although he was very sinful. At that particular point, he wasn't thinking, I'll chant Narayan and get free from all my offenses. He was just in a helpless condition, chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. So he was pushed into a very helpless condition. So that was his more favorable. Here, Prabhupada explained this, Narad Muni, that Daksha did not actually get the real favor of the Lord. Though he's his life is religious, but actually being head of society, one of the Prajapatis, he should have known better that the real business of life is to become free from sex life rather than pray for sex life. So he was less fortunate in that sense. And later he, because he committed offense, this Ajamil, somehow he managed to chant the holy name of the Lord and become free from offense. And he was free from offense, so he got free from his sins. Actually, Queen Kunti, she prays to the Lord that let me see all those calamities again and again. We always come before the Lord every morning, oh Krishna, please give me a break. But Queen Kunti, she's praying. We are thinking that if I get some material facility, then I'll be okay. But Queen Kunti, she doesn't pray for material facility. She prays, let me get trouble in trouble. Because every time we got trouble, then we saw you again and again. So I want to see all those troubles again and again, because by seeing you, by getting those troubles, we saw you again and again. And what is the benefit of seeing you again and again? Then we won't see birth and death again and again. The Ajamil, he just fell down into straight on sinful life, but this Prajapati Daksha, who should have known better, he's praying just to get unlimited material life. So if we get, and by coming puffed up in material life, then sometimes we commit offenses to Vaishnavas. So the real favor is to, just like most of us became devotees, we were more sinful. And therefore it was a great facility, because we were so degraded that we didn't even care for basically we gave up one type of sophisticated sense gratification for just unsophisticated sense gratification. We were also, but we saw the futility of this rat race, human form of life, rat race. So we gave that up. So we became even more sinful. But at least we got free from the trap of, almost free. Now we see all the hippies, they eventually became big businessmen and this and that. But we were almost free from that illusion of getting house and car and this and that and so many things. So in one sense, it was easier for us to take to Krishna consciousness. Just like we see in India or South America, where they have much more affection for the family. We've given up all our affection even for family. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mama Maya Duratya. This Mama Maya is very difficult to overcome. So in South America, sometimes someone wants to become devotee, but Mama, Papa, this Mama Maya is very difficult. But we were beyond all that. We were so sinful, we were beyond even the Mama Maya. So it was easier for us to become devotees than someone who was very religious. So sometimes it's an advantage. But this is not the recommended process. This is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that he saved. That was our qualification. Naratami prays, Mosamo Patita Prabhu, Mosamo Patita Prabhu, Napaive Ara. What is the first line? Papatita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. Your avatar, Hetu means reason. The reason for your avatar, Patita Pavana, we explained last night. To purify the fallen souls. That is the purpose of your incarnation. But Nartam says, Mosamo Patita Prabhu Na Paive. But like me, you won't find anyone more fallen. that he's very clever. He says, because I'm the most fallen, therefore you have to deliver me first. Therefore we were the most fallen, we got Mahaprabhu's mercy through Srila Prabhupada. So sometimes being the most fallen has got its advantage. You will get Mahaprabhu's mercy very quickly. Prabhupada explains, the purport is that you have descended to save the most fallen. Like me, there's no one more fallen, so you have to save me first. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, here is a question is coming. Here in the purport, it is mentioned that if one becomes more indulged in sex life, he will commit more offense. So when Dakya committed offense at the lotus feet of Shiva, Lord Shiva, then he was punished. That means in other scenario, then here Lord is encouraging him to have more progeny. So that means he will be involved in more sexual intelligence. So that means, what is the consequence? That means...
But Krishna's plan was that he wanted to increase the population of the world. So he gave Daksha this benediction. But Prabhupada explained, this is not real benediction. And the danger, Prabhupada says, you may take that license for sense gratification, but danger is you may become puffed up and commit offense. So one may take that license. License is there for sense gratification. But then one has to be very, very careful that he doesn't, like Daksha, commit offense. And the purport is very interesting. The way Prabhupada expresses everything so poetically. Therefore, although sex life is the topmost enjoyment in the material world, and although one may have an opportunity for sexual enjoyment by the grace of God, this entails a risk of committing offenses. Very poetic the way Prabhupada puts it. So we should be very careful. So if there's no other questions, we can fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's given us the only method of becoming free from this material desire, this holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Those doing Nirjala Ekadasi today, you have all my blessings. I'm unable to do. I'll do for a little while. But anyway. Hare Krishna.
Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaurava. Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,